In one sense, being knocked to the ground by Hungarian journalist Petra Laszlo may be the best thing that's happened to Osama Abdul-Mohsen in years. Days after that takedown, the Syrian refugee was getting a hero's welcome in Spain, and his son, Saeed, was hanging out with Real Madrid superstar Cristiano Ronaldo. Here's Ian Mount with that story.
When I arrive at his plain interior apartment in the industrial city of Getafe, just south of Madrid, Osama Abdul-Mohsen doesn't want to talk. We scheduled the interview days earlier, but Mohsen has had enough of the media circus that has sprung up around him.
Pues mira, por las mañanas la profesora.
In the mornings, I have language classes, Mohsen tells me through an interpreter speaking Spanish. Then, journalists, journalists, journalists. Indeed, in the days after Mohsen was filmed being tripped by a local camerawoman while fleeing a Hungarian refugee camp with his 7-year-old son, Saeed, in his arms, the video went viral. With that, Mohsen went from being an anonymous refugee to a media hero with a completely different set of concerns. But Mohsen's story started like that of many of the thousands of Syrians who've fled to Europe.
From Syria, we went to Turkey, where we stayed for a year and a half, then to Greece by boat, then Macedonia, Serbia, Hungary, Austria, Germany.
Then the video was seen by millions, and social media filled in his life story. Mohsen had spent 2 decades coaching soccer in Syria, including a stint as the head coach of the Al Fatua team in the city of Deir Ezzor.
I was a coach in the first division in Syria. It was the best team in Syria.
That might be a slight exaggeration, but the team did win the league championship twice. That all stopped with the Syrian civil war. A lot of the team's players were killed, Mohsen says, but some are still playing.
Some went to Europe, some to Turkey, and very few stayed in Syria. Some ended up in Germany, Belgium, Saudi Arabia, Holland. My players and other coaches from Syria saw the video and they commented online that I was a coach, a good coach.
Once Mohsen's identity had been revealed, Spain's El Mundo newspaper profiled the Syrian coach. That story drew the attention of the head of the school division at Senafe, Spain's soccer coach training body. Within days, Mohsen had been offered a job at Senafe and free housing. As a long-term fan of nearby Real Madrid, Mohsen was intrigued.
I didn't know how Spain was or anything, but I always wanted to come to Spain with Real Madrid and everything. So when the offer came, I didn't think twice.
When he got to Spain, he discovered that the media circus had reached a new level of frenzy. Mohsen ran into scrums of reporters at the train stations in Barcelona and Madrid. Then, once he was settled in Getafe, Real Madrid's president invited the new refugee hero over for a photo op and to meet the team at the Bernabeu Stadium. The next day, 7-year-old Saeed got to run onto the field with Real superstar Cristiano Ronaldo for warm-ups before a game against Granada. Amidst all this excitement, Mohsen's Spanish studies haven't gone so well, he says, laughing along with Mohamed Labrousi, the Senafe student who's been working as his translator.
Gracias.
Gracias. Mola. Mola.
Dos.
Uno, dos. Tres.
Cinco.
Cinco. Poco a poco, poco a poco.
Once he's got the language down, he'll start to coach locally. He plans to put in place the tactical scheme he developed over his years in Syria. At one level, it's based on something he admires about Real Madrid.
I like to move the ball a lot in the middle.
Mohsen's story seems like a social media fairy tale, but the happy ending isn't yet written. His wife and 2 other children are still in Turkey. And the day he met the Real Madrid squad, the PYD, Syrian Kurdish Party, accused him of being a member of the Al-Nusra Front, an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria. It's an accusation he denies, and the charges against him have been discredited by the New York Times. But it's another question to face. As I leave, Mohsen apologizes, in English, for his original refusal to speak.
I'm sorry for first time when you come.
Okay. Anything you need, I ready.
Está cansado ya.
As he says this, Mohsen has the sunken eyes of someone who hasn't slept in, well, forever. Mohsen wants a normal life, but that might take a while. For only a game, this is Ian Mount in Getafe.